Your Emergency Financial Planning Guide, Pandemic Edition. The lockdown has many people scrambling for cash, and here's where to look. We do many things to try and ward off future pain, get annual physicals, save for retirement, buy insurance, drawing up plans to combat the financial devastation from a global pandemic hasn't been one of them. With careers and nest eggs suddenly seeming more fragile, many financial planning issues pushed to the side during a bull market take on new urgency. A lot of people have been going through life without a good pulse on their finances because everything has kind of been working out, says financial planner Mitchell Krause of Santa Monica, California, based Capital Intelligence Associates. They're now questioning what they thought they knew and looking for unique solutions or for more details, because solutions aren't as easy as they used to be. Among the questions bubbling up, what are options for quickly building or beefing up an emergency fund? What costs could be cut or trimmed if household income has been slashed and cash flow is already stretched to cover college tuition and a mortgage or two? What can be done now to better prepare for an uncertain future? New federal measures offer temporary help with putting off certain bills or tapping tax-qualified savings. For those in dire need, these options may be a lifeline, but if you have the luxury of enough cash flow for now, weighing the longer-term consequences of those moves is time well spent, as is exploring other ways to boost financial flexibility. Borrowers with federally held student loans are getting immediate relief. Payments are automatically suspended and interest waived until September 30th. You'll still owe the same principal, so you'll have to pay it later. You can choose to continue to make payments, however, if you want to pay off the debt faster. The relief doesn't extend to private student loans. Some private lenders are allowing forbearance periods with caveats, but interest accrues.